The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good and Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. God is good all the time, not just on Sundays, but Monday through Friday. The Lord is good. No matter what you're going through, God is good. Whether things are bad or things are good, and at times, sometimes things are ugly, God is good and Jesus is Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And God is on your side, my friends. I want you to be encouraged tonight that the Lord loves you, that He is with you, that He's thinking about you. His thoughts are so many, they could not be written down. His thoughts toward you are good. His thoughts toward you are to bring you to an expected end, to a place of hope where you're filled with expectation of your future, and your future is bright. I'm telling you, if we were to try to look at your future right now, we would need sunglasses because it is so bright. It's beyond what we can even understand at this moment. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him, but He has revealed it unto us by His Spirit. And we've not received the spirit of adoption, the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Lord is good. Praise God. I'd love for you to take a quick moment and share us tonight. Give us a quick share on Facebook. If you're listening on RealityRadio101.com, grab the link and put it on WhatsApp, Messenger, Facebook, whatever social media you use, and let folks know. Every single week, we get new first-time listeners. This past week was no exception. We had, I'm pulling it up right now. I think we had around 70 first-time listeners this past week. 71 new first-time listeners. And of course, and our numbers in Canada went up. Our number one number of listeners comes from Canada. It's always been like that. Gary told me a lot of times it can be from the U.S. because you get a lot more U.S. listeners, however, because there's a lot more people in the U.S., but I'm just so thankful because we are here to minister to Canadians first and foremost. And of course, through Reality Radio 101, we get to minister to the whole world. This past week, we had listeners from Iceland, Jamaica, Netherlands, Russia, Spain, Zaire, and the United States, and then, of course, Canada, praise God. And so it's just so exciting to be able to be with you every single week. And we live in exciting times. We live in perilous times. We live in very challenging times. And God has made a way for us, and His Word always gives us an answer. His Word is a light in dark places. And we're going to get right into the Word. But give us a share. Send it out. Let other folks know right now that we are live on the air. And we're going to get right into the Word after we pray. I'd love to get you on board tonight. Email me right now, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you have a Bible question, a praise report, a testimony, I've already got some that have come in tonight. But if you'd like to get on board, I especially love to hear from first-time listeners. So if you're a first-time listener, let me know where you are listening from and email me right now, instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Let's pray and get right into the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You and we do bless You and magnify You. We thank You, Lord, that You are good all the time. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth endures to all generations. People say You can do anything, but we know there's one thing You cannot do. You cannot fail. And so, Father, we bless Canada right now. We bless this election on September 20th. We're believing You, Father, for godly candidates to be elected. Thank You, Father, for overthrowing this dictator government and leadership that's going on in this nation. Father, we pray for the eyes of the Canadians to be opened to elect God-fearing men and God-fearing women, those that will yield to You, those whose hearts are soft toward You. We bless this land, Father. We bless Canada. And we thank You, Father, for a revival in this nation. I pray a blessing upon every one of our listeners and viewers tonight. I pray, Father, that You would strengthen each one in their faith and that every doubt would be starved tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody in agreement with this prayer, shout it, amen. Amen. My amen corner is here in my house. Praise the Lord. Let's read our scripture and we'll get right into it tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, and it says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Remember, faith is not about what's in your head. Faith is about what's in your heart. And what's in your heart will come out of your mouth. So what have you been saying about your finances? What have you been saying about your health? What have you been saying about your country? What have you been saying about your spouse? What have you been saying about your children? What have you been saying about all these different things in your life? Have you been saying how you feel? Have you been saying what you see? Or have you been speaking the Word of God? Romans 4:16 says, "Even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were." He calls those things that be not as though they were. It's actually verse 17, Romans 4:17. And so you need to decide that I am not going to speak how I feel. I'm not going to speak what I see. I'm going to speak what I want. Jesus said in Mark 11:25, "Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it." Well, what does it mean to believe that I receive? Well, if you're watching me right now on Facebook, you'll see I'm holding my iPhone. Well, I'm holding this iPhone and I am not believing that I receive it. I have received it. But if I had not received it and I wanted an iPhone 12 Pro Max or whatever this is, I would say, "Father, I'm asking You for a iPhone 12 Pro Max, and I believe that I receive it, and therefore I have it in the name of Jesus." Now, I may not physically have it yet, but I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. And now I'm believing God for this phone, but I'm not believing that I have it when I see it. I'm believing that I have it when I prayed for it. And that is the biggest difference. And one thing in the body of Christ that we sometimes really miss out on is we just get so natural. I know in church today, the Holy Spirit reminded us to quit being so natural and start believing God for the supernatural. God wants to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that's working on the inside of us. But that's only going to happen when we get our faith involved. So we got to stop saying what we see, stop saying how we feel, and start calling those things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Even God who quickeneth the dead and call it those things which be not as though they were. That's how faith works. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It's so funny when you talk to unbelievers about Bible prophecy, they're just like, yeah, whatever. There's no way that's going to happen. Well, Peter said that's going to happen. Peter said in 2 Peter, he said, that some will mock and scoff the coming of the Lord. But he said, God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any perish, but all come to the knowledge of the truth. If you haven't looked around lately or watched the news, you don't realize that we are in the end of the end of the end of the end of the final days before Jesus returns. And I got a great question tonight that is applicable there, and so we're going to get to it here in just a hot second. But if you're frustrated right now, the most common reason why Christians are frustrated is because they think they're in faith, but they're not in faith. How do you know if you're in faith? Well, faith is in the heart. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. Faith is in the heart. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if you want to, you know, do yourself a little litmus test and figure out, am I in faith or am I not in faith? Just listen to your words for an hour. Just listen to what you're saying for an hour. Listen to what you're saying when you're under pressure. Listen to what you're saying just when you kind of let your guard down. And whatever's coming out of your mouth, that's where your faith is. Abraham had to change how he was thinking. He's thinking of himself as Abram. Some pronounce it Abram. And Abram saw himself as someone who was 90 years old, couldn't have any children. His wife couldn't have any children. And she was his partner. She was the one that God promised the seed would come from, and they couldn't get pregnant. And so God had to change how he thought and said, no longer is your name Abram. Your name is Abraham or Abraham, and you shall be the father of many nations. And he had to start changing the way he was thinking. Well, how do you change how you think? You change how you talk. If you want to change how you think, you change how you talk. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is, or so he becomes. You got to change how you talk. If you want to change how you think, you got to change how you talk. If you want to change what your circumstances are, what your future is, or what you have, you got to begin to change how you talk, because how you talk is coming from your heart. And he told us in Proverbs chapter 4 to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues or the forces of life. Praise God. Amen. Let's take a second here and jump over on Facebook. Again, I'd love to hear from you tonight, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Check out our website, spiritoffaithradio.com, spiritoffaithradio.com. And giving a shout out here to our friends over on Facebook, Margaret, good evening, Veronica, Sean, Joan, Wendy, Cindy Lou, my friend, Veronica, Judy, my mom, good evening, Denise, Susan, Andrew, Cheryl, Ryan Sutton, my brother from another mother. Man, you got to get back on this radio show soon, praise God. You're welcome to jump on tonight, man. Send me a quick email, put Zoom in and jump on, and Gary will get you on with me if you have time. Praise the Lord. Who else is here tonight? Jan, my friend, we call you blessed, Jan, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yulette, good evening, Yulette. I love you. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, so let's start. Let's go to some emails tonight, and then we'll just see how things go from there. Again, I'd love to hear from you, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Praise God. Let's start with Todd. Got an email here. It says, today in church, you explain that the mark of the beast cannot be by accident because we won't worship the image of the beast. However, wouldn't the church be raptured before the Antichrist anyway? Also, if the church is gathered together with the Lord, how do people get saved in the first 3.5 years? Because it seems like some won't receive the mark. Thank you, Todd. Great questions. Okay, so let's start with the first part of it. So you say, the mark of the beast cannot be by accident because we won't worship the image of the beast. However, wouldn't the church be raptured first? Now, I believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. I believe in that for several reasons. One is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that he that now letteth will continue to let or withhold until he be taken out of the way. So the Antichrist, the lawless one, the son of perdition, cannot come on the scene until the church is taken away. Now, we've studied this and talked about this before. It can only be one of three things. It could be the church, it could be the Holy Spirit, or there's another one that I'm forgetting at the moment. But we know that it cannot be the Holy Spirit because no one can be reborn without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He is assigned to the earth. He's also in heaven. So there's three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Spirit, and the Word. There's three that bear witness in the earth, the Word, the Blood, and the Spirit. I think that's right. It's in 1 John chapter 5. And so we know that the Holy Spirit will be here so people can be reborn. And so it has to be the church. The church will be taken away. Well, also in 2 Thessalonians, he says that we are not appointed unto wrath. It might be 1 Thessalonians 5. It's either there or 2 Thessalonians 2. But it says that we are not appointed unto wrath, but rather to obtain salvation or deliverance by God. So God is going to deliver us from that hour. And it's not God's will for us to be a part of that wrath, but rather to be taken out. And we see that scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 9. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but rather to obtain salvation or deliverance by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live and be together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify or build one another up, even as you also do. And then we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 1 is the revelation of Jesus Christ by the Apostle John. Then we see in chapters 2 and 3 is the revelation of Jesus to the churches and Jesus reading their mail and letting them know, I'm walking among the candlesticks, which is the churches, and I'm seeing what you're doing. And most of you, I got some issues and we need to deal with these issues. But if you repent of them, everything will be well. If you don't, you're going to have trouble. And so he was telling them that they have a responsibility to make some changes. Then we see in chapter 4, verse 1, he says, come up hither, and I will show you things that must happen afterwards. So from chapters 4 to chapters 18 and 19, we see the seven-year tribulation playing out on the earth. But throughout chapters 4 to chapters 19, we see different scenes going on, not necessarily in consecutive order. And so there are different things that are happening, kind of like you watch a movie and two things might be happening at one time, or they show you one scene that happened, you know, a few months prior or a few months in the future. And so all these scenes are coming together. So we don't know exactly what happens when, but we do know that there is an exact 7-year period of time called the tribulation. It's divided by a set number of days, 1,260, I believe. And those two periods, the first is the first half of the tribulation. The second is called the Great or the Megas tribulation period. And that is the period when the bowl judgments, when the trumpet judgments, and all these judgments come upon the earth and great havoc is wreaked. Well, during that last 3.5 years is when the Antichrist is revealed as being God. So, of course, he's not God, but he reveals himself and tells everybody that he is God. During the first 3.5 years, he plays nice. The second 3.5 years, he dies. He's raised from the dead. The false prophet is with him, doing all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders. He walks into the temple, the scripture says, in Jerusalem, and declares himself as God. And the Jews then flee into the wilderness of Judea, and God protects them for 3.5 years. The two witnesses come on the scene. All this is happening then. This is the Great Tribulation. And so it's clear the church is not there. But then there is a group that comes out of this time called the Tribulation Saints, who have washed their garments in the blood of Jesus, and they have received a garment, and they die for their faith. And we see that in Revelation chapter 14, I believe. I'm turning there real quick. Revelation 14, and let's look toward the end of that chapter. Praise the Lord. Revelation 13. Revelation 13 reveals the mark of the beast, and then Revelation 14, it talks about the patience. Verse 12, Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And so the tribulation saints will die for their faith. Now, some say that they get raptured. I don't see that in Scripture. Death means death. They died. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. They died for their faith. Well, what happened? They refused to take the mark of the beast. They refused to take and worship the image that the beast sets up and that they command to worship. And if you don't worship the image of the beast, not the beast himself, which is part of it, but the image of the beast, if you do not worship the image and take the mark, you won't be able to buy or sell. Well, you know what? We are in a precursor of that right now. This right now is a forerunner of what's going on in the world, Gary. It's coming to the point where if you don't have a vax pass, a QR code, you can't go to the movies, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to the gym. There's several things you're not going to be able to do without this vax pass.
That's right. You know what I thought was very strange, Pastor?
Yeah.
This is such controversy right now with masks and vaccines and all that. Today, just keeping track of some of the sports going on in the States, because I have a sporting show on Tuesday that I have to do research for all the time. And the bottom line is, you see these stadiums with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of folks, and most of them aren't wearing masks. They're a foot away from each other. They're screaming, you know, for their team and everything. So which is it? Do we need masks? Do we need vaccines? Or nobody knows?
Absolutely. You know, I've been saying this a lot, and I really believe this to be true. I don't have an issue whether you get vaccinated or you don't get vaccinated. It's your choice. If you want to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. My problem is when you tell me I can't go to the gym, I can't go to the restaurant, I can't do other things if I don't get vaccinated. And this absolute deceptive narrative has become that if you're not vaccinated, you're a threat to other people. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to spread the disease. That is absolutely not true. On the CDC's website itself, it says that if you are fully vaccinated, and fully vaccinated doesn't not just mean two vaccines anymore. It's now become three, mm-hmm. and pretty soon it's going to become four. They start on the fourth vaccine in Jerusalem, in Israel rather, in on October 10th, fourth vaccine. And then it's going to be five. They're going to say, they're saying now it's going to be every 6 months people are going to have to be vaccinated. And so if you're not fully vaccinated, you're not going to be able to do these things. Well, you know, it says that even if you're fully vaccinated, you can get COVID and you can spread COVID. So, and then just like you mentioned, if you're fully vaccinated, they're also telling you you have to wear a mask.
That's right.
So how are you protecting other people? I don't see it. And now all this information is coming out that you are 10 times have a better immunity if you've recovered from COVID-19. And compared to people who are immunized, you're 13 times have more immunity than someone who is immunized.
Mm.
So and immunized meaning that they've been vaccinated.
Right.
There's so much we don't know about all of this. And I think really what it comes down to is choice. And people say, well, you know, you don't have a choice to get the polio vaccine or the measles and mumps and rubella. Your children can't go to school unless they're vaccinated. That's an absolute lie, Gary. I went on last week and checked out the Ontario, the OHRC, Ontario Human Rights Code. And any parent can put in an exemption for their parents, for their children to not receive vaccines. When I was in Michigan, it was the same way. We did not vaccinate our children at birth, and we just did not have peace about it. We didn't think it was the right thing to do. Well, check this out, Gary. We found out later, we got our children vaccinated when they were like 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
We found out that if we had given them the vaccine when they were babies, the vaccine in Michigan had thimerosal in it, which is an ingredient they used for a preservative that's made of mercury. So Ooh. We would have been injecting mercury into our children. And if you know what mercury is, it is a metal that causes all kinds of issues in children, including tumors and all kinds of other stuff. It binds to the brain cells.
Well, that's why we got rid of thermometers with mercury in them. Now, in the last 15 years, all digital electronic, because thermometers were breaking.
That's
and
right.
People didn't know where to throw the mercury or if kids played with it or whatever. It's a heavy metal.
Or if they broke, they'd get mercury in their body
mouth.
And it could
sure.
kill them. So, yeah, but we found out that they had it in there. And then we prayed about it again. And then we had peace to give our children the vaccines. And they got measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus. But we didn't do them all at one time. We did one shot at a time to make sure that they didn't have any reactions, because they use different methods to deliver these vaccines. And sometimes people may not have a problem with the vaccine, but they have a problem with the delivery. There are mm-hmm. certain vaccines like tetanus that if you're allergic to horses, you shouldn't get that particular vaccine because you can have an anaphylactic or an allergic reaction. And so it's just using wisdom with all of this stuff. My problem is the government telling me I have to be vaccinated. I'm sorry. That is absolutely wrong. We live in a free country, and you can't force me to receive a medical procedure in my body, an actual gene therapy, without my enthusiastic agreement. No, it ain't going to happen. And I'm hearing more and more stories. I've had several of them just today. One person on his job, 20% of the people on his job here in Ontario walked off the job, said, "We are not going to take this vaccine. We quit." And they rescinded the vaccine mandate because they couldn't afford to lose 20% of the people.
That's incredible news. I have a teacher friend of mine who teaches in the Toronto School District. He's been there for 25 years, and he got a letter from his union stating similar things that you are. But they said you have a certain date to either get the vaccination or to explain why or this or that. And if you don't do it, you're looking at possible termination. And that's what they're telling the teachers in Toronto.
Yeah, a very similar thing happened also in Russia. And what happened in Russia is they had put forth a vaccine passport that you couldn't go to a restaurant or several other things without the vaccine pass. And the restaurants got hit so hard because the people said, we're not going to do it. And they stayed at home. And so the restaurants took such a hit that they just, I think it was last week, they rescinded the vaccine mandate because of the protests. And that's what we need more of. There's major protests going on in France and a major, major protests going on in Brazil. There's major protests going on all over the world. If anybody's paying attention to what's going on in Australia, it's absolutely horrific what they're doing in Australia. And it's just this complete global change because of COVID and because of the authorities and the governments that want to infringe these really penalties for people that don't feel good about taking the vaccine. And so this is, I don't believe this is the mark of the beast. I believe this is a precursor. This is a preparation. And anytime you've got all of this rebellion going on, when you see this all-out rebellion that is happening in the world, it is a precursor of what will happen in the tribulation. The tribulation will be all-out chaos, but we are seeing right now that preparation for those days. And so we need to be vigilant. We need to be making sure that our hearts are right with God. And if you don't know Jesus tonight, you say, man, you're kind of scaring me, Pastor. Call upon the name of the Lord. I'm not telling you to join a church. I'm not telling you to sell everything you got and give it to the poor. I'm telling you to call upon the name of the Lord. Get down on your knees. My prayer to God 27 years ago was, God, if you're really real, let me know. That was my prayer, man. That simple. God, if you're real, let me know. And if you don't know the Lord tonight, if you're not born again, if you don't know your sins are forgiven, you need to call upon the name of the Lord. The government's not going to be able to save you. Sure, you can go ahead and take the vaccine so that you can go to the restaurants and go to the movies and, you know, do these kind of things. But, you know, I don't know if you saw the digital pass that's now coming out, Gary, here in Ontario.
Yeah.
They're now taking our driver's licenses. You can't make this stuff up.
No, I know. I saw that post from you.
They're taking our driver's licenses and our health cards, and they're putting them into a QR code. And then they're taking the health pass, the vaccine pass, and they're putting it into a QR code. And then you can also find all over the internet where people are using a QR code in order to buy and sell. When I go to Starbucks, Gary, I double tap on my phone. People watching on Facebook can see this. I double tap on my phone and my credit card comes up and there's the QR code.
Right. That's right.
And then all you do is get close to it and the machine reads your QR code and they have all your information.
Well, we know the government wants to go to a cashless society around the world, everything electronic to pay. You
exactly.
Know, so, hey.
And the cashless society is what the mark of the beast represents. You won't be able to buy or sell or trade without the mark of the beast. And so what goes along with the mark of the beast is also worshiping his image. Now, the second part of this question is also, if the church is gathered together with the Lord, how do people get saved in the first 3.5 years? Before the, and he didn't put this in there, but I think he's referring to before the 144,000 come on. Now, remember, the 144,000 are going to be Jewish men that their purpose is to get the Jews saved, not the world. The 144,000, their purpose is to witness to the Jews. And so it'll be the same thing that happens now. It'll be through the work of the Holy Spirit. It'll be through people getting born again. Imagine when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ are raised incorruptible, and then we which are alive and remain are caught up together with them. The church is removed. The tribulation begins. There's going to be preachers that are in the bar that are not ready for the rapture. There's going to be all kinds of Christians that got born again, but then they went back into the world, maybe drug addiction, who knows what. And when they see all this happening, they're going to probably, the first thing they're going to do is try to find a church. They're going to get down on their knees and they're going to repent, and God's going to hear their prayers, and a great revival is going to spring forth from that. Praise God. So, yeah, it's going to be, the scripture says it'll be the greatest revival that happens during that 7-year tribulation period. Thanks so much for that email, Todd. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from John. John says, hello, Pastor. I've been seeing some of your posts online regarding COVID. Uh-oh, I wonder who else has seen these posts. The passport and our rights, etc. Thank you for that. May God continue to give you the courage to post and to tell it like it is. Love to all of you. You notice, John, my likes and my shares are getting fewer and fewer. People are afraid, Gary. People are really afraid to speak what they really believe is right. They're afraid of persecution. They're afraid of being misunderstood. They're afraid of, reprisals because of that position. But listen, this is an hour to be bold. It's not an hour to be shy or to pull back. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Praise God. Call you blessed tonight, John, in Jesus' name. Do you want to say something, Gary?
No, go ahead.
Praise God. Another email here tonight from Donna. She's got a picture here. She says, this post is very accurate, Pastor. Blessings to you and your radio ministry, Donna. It's a picture with an orange background and a candle light, and it says, the greatest danger facing the world isn't radical Islam, it's lukewarm Christianity. Whoo, that'll preach. Of course, there's a misspelling in this. But it says, the greatest danger facing the world isn't radical Islam, it's lukewarm Christianity. You know, the United States has listed the number one risk for terrorism is what they call right-wing individuals.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
And they're doing that because of January 6th at the Capitol. Praise God. Thank you for that, Donna. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Larry. Larry says, hello, Pastor. A prayer for the 911 folks. Amen. Father, we just lift up right now all of those that survived 911, those that might be dealing with situations in their body as a result of being at ground zero. We pray for all the families and the survivors from 9/11. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them and encouraging them as this weekend is a memorial of the 20 years from 9/11. And we also pray, Father, for continued protection. We pray for repentance. We pray for the hearts of the those in the United States and Canada to turn back to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that, Larry. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight. By the way, you can get on board right now. Email me instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Especially if you're a guest, first time listener, you've never listened before. Email me. Let me know where you're listening from. instudio101@gmail.com. Email here tonight from Cindy. Cindy says, let's not all forget the 911 victims. More importantly, their families today. Thanks. Cindy, you're not the only one, and thank you so much for that. Praise God. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Ralph. Ralph says, hello. Just wanted to say hi from St. Louis, Missouri. We love your show here. Thanks for doing it, Ralph. Amen, Ralph. Thanks so much. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Steve. Steve says, Pastor, you stated that the Antichrist is raised. By whom? Ooh, that's a great question. Go with me to Revelation, and I'll pull it up. That's my last email right now. So the email line is open, or you can also come on live with me. Just email me instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. If you want to get on board live, just put in the subject Zoom, and Gary will send you back the link. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Revelation. Give me just 1 second to find it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell them how to get on board here real quick.
Yes, you are listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with Pastor John Ward. If you'd like to send us an email right now, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
Amen. Okay. I'm still looking for it. Revelation.
And don't forget the Gospel Pulse after your show, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, tell them about it real quick.
10 to 11 p.m. here on the radio station, Reality Radio 101, a great gospel music show with Vermont Cleghorn and Pam Perry. Tune in from 10 to 11 p.m. right here on Reality Radio 101.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm not finding it at the moment. Somebody's going to email it to me. But it says that he was dead and then he was not. So who raised him from the dead? That would be the false prophet. And the false prophet is the other beast that comes out of the sea. And he's constantly with the Antichrist. And his purpose of being with the Antichrist is to show to the world that he is God. And he will do miracles and signs and wonders, but only around the Antichrist. And the purpose of that is so that people are swayed and turn to the Antichrist and see him as God, and see that he has power. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I hope that answers your question. Maybe before long here, we'll find the verse. I just read it earlier today, but my eyes are not falling on it for some reason. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to another email here tonight. Thank you for that, Steve. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here from Gordon. Gordon sends us another picture, and it says, "Hello, Pastor. There are several examples in the Bible that show Jesus had a sense of humor. With all of the turmoil in the world right now, I just thought I would send you this for a harmless laugh. Blessings to you." It's a yellow picture, and it's got black letters with the laughing faces and some eyes. And it says, "This world is getting worse and worse. I was in church today, and a lady lit a cigarette. I almost dropped my beer." Cha-ching. Amen.
Thank you. We'll be here every week.
Bottom up. Amen. That's funny. Thank you for the cheer up there, Gordon. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Anne. Anne sends another picture. She says, "Amen, amen, and amen." The picture is the quarter of a face of a lion. So you see his eye and part of his nose. And in big letters, it says, "The king is coming, and he's not a baby in a manger anymore." I love that. He is coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Canada for a few minutes. And if anybody wants to get on board here, you're more than welcome to. So in Canada, of course, this Vax Pass goes into effect September 22nd. What day is that? I'm not even paying any attention. I'm already ready to just not go to the restaurants or go to the movies.
That's
it's next Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, correct.
So it's a week from Wednesday. And the election is September 20th. And there are several parties. The one party is the PPC party, which is the People's Party of Canada. And it's just, I mean, it's politics at its best. They've not allowed them. I don't even know the details of that. Maybe Gary knows, but they've not allowed the People's Party of Canada to be a part of any of these debates.
Because they currently are a new party. They don't have any seats in parliament. They figure, like any new party, they're not important. That's basically
but how
it
many
works.
How many seats does the Green Party have?
I'm not sure, but they have seats. It might only be a couple. It might only be two or three, but they
They're beating the Green Party. Their numbers are higher than the Green Party.
Yes.
And they've been doing extremely well. And the main reason they're doing so well is that Maxime Bernier, and he's not my favorite, to be honest with you, but there are some others. One of the guys came over to my house. I live in an area, and I'm in the riding of this one gentleman. And he came over to my house the other day. We spent a half hour talking. A very strong, blessed Catholic man. Loves God. Standing for righteousness, not afraid to stand for righteousness. And he's running very pro-life, very pro-family, very pro-liberty, anti-lockdowns. He's not anti-vaccine, but he's anti-vaccine passes, that your liberties are being stripped away from you. If you won't conform to the government, you must conform and you must have your papers. If you don't have your papers, you cannot go to the restaurant. You
right.
cannot go onto the transportation. You cannot go on the airplane. And Mr. Trudeau is determined to take the rights of what he calls anti-vaxxers away from them if they won't submit to this medical test, this medical procedure in their body. He's determined. Did you notice, Gary, that when he started coming against people that won't get vaccines, his numbers went from 90% down to 49% in 10 days?
Yeah, they went way down.
In 10 days, man, he went from having a majority government to having no government. And so it's really interesting what's happening right now. And I just believe, God, that we are going to see a massive change on September 20th. So September 15th, which is this coming Wednesday, is Yom Kippur. Right now, Rosh Hashanah, what began last Friday on the 3rd, lasted 3 days. And on Rosh Hashanah, it begins a Jewish period called the Days of Awe. And the Days of Awe are 10 days of repentance between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, which this year is on the 15th of September. And Yom Kippur is also called the Day of Atonement. It's the highest holy day in the Jewish calendar. It's a day where the high priest would go into the presence of God with a blood sacrifice for the people to make atonement or covering for their sins for 1 year. Now, there's always a remembrance of sins. But remember, the Old Testament was a type and a shadow of the substance of things to come. Jesus has become our high priest. Jesus, his blood has washed away our sins, and now in Christ we become new creatures. And when Jesus died on that cross and he hung his head and he died and gave up his spirit, at that moment the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. It was ripped. There was an earthquake and it was ripped. And it was to show that there was now a way into the presence of God. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Jesus is the way to come into the Holy of Holies. But at the same time, acknowledging this day, or taking this opportunity to acknowledge this day, and even as Christians, making sure that we purge ourselves of sins and things in our life that shouldn't be there. Is that principle in the Bible, that there are times that we should take and seek God and repent and get junk out of our lives? Absolutely. If you go to Hebrews chapter 12 with me, you'll see in verse 1, wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The word sin here is the word hamartia. Hamartia means to miss the mark. So if you're a marksman, Gary, and you're shooting your bow and arrow, and you're aiming at the bullseye, and you miss the mark, that's hamartia. You didn't get it straight on. Well, you don't sit around and feel bad because you missed it. You make the adjustment. You learn how to aim correctly. You learn how to fix it. That's why we have churches. That's why we have pastors. You go to church. You learn the Word of God. You learn how to fix your aim. And when you do, you'll then hit the mark. You don't sit around and make excuses and say, oh, I'm just human. Oh, I'm not perfect, and blah, 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 blah. That's not scriptural. And so the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist is anti-God, anti-Word of God. He wants you to miss the mark as a lifestyle so that you'll miss out on the promises that God has for you. So coming up here on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur, as a church, we're doing 3 days of fasting and prayer. I encourage all of my faithful listeners on Spirit of Faith Talk Radio to join us for a day, for days of fasting and prayer, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You don't have to fast all those days, or every day, or all day. You could maybe skip a couple meals and take some extra time in prayer. I learned from my bishop years ago, he said, one of the practical things you can do in fasting is that the time that you would take to shop, to cook your meal, prepare your meal, eat your meal, rest from your meal, all this kind of stuff, take all of that time, which would probably add up, I don't know, half hour, an hour, take all that time, probably longer than that. I mean, most people take a half hour just to eat, not let alone prepare it. Take that time in prayer. Take that time in worship. Take that time in seeking God. Take that time reading your Bible. Take that time in getting before the Lord. And that's fasting and prayer. And you might do that for one meal or two meals. Maybe you'll just have dinner Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then Wednesday night at our church, all of you are welcome. We're having a night of worship. I'm really going to call it more of a Holy Ghost meeting. And we're going to be worshiping God because of who He is and how wonderful He is, and believing God for a great breakthrough in Canada and a great breakthrough for this upcoming election. I'm just believing God that great things are going to happen in the name of Jesus. So I really encourage you to join us. You can get more information by going to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. Also, make sure you check out Spirit of Faith Talk or spiritoffaithradio.com. Spiritoffaithradio.com. Thank you for that great email, and call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Steve. Steve says, Pastor, I wish that politicians would explain COVID like you do. Wow, thanks. Wow, Steve, thanks for that encouragement. If you want to talk more about it or you have more questions, email us back. You can go back into our archives on spiritoffaithradio.com and find the night with Dr. Avery Jackson. Dr. Avery Jackson is a neurosurgeon. He's part of the frontline doctors, and he explained a whole bunch of great stuff about COVID that evening. There's also treatments for COVID. A friend of mine just recently got on a cocktail for COVID, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and erythromycin. And so there are treatments that will help for COVID, even though they'll tell you that there aren't and that they'll kill you and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, believe what you want. Somebody asked me today, they said, Pastor, do you believe in vaccines? I said, no, I believe in God. I take vaccines, but I don't believe in vaccines. My trust, my confidence, my faith is in God and God alone. Praise the Lord. Steve, call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Todd. Todd says, Revelation 13:3. Ah, thank you, my scholar friend. He found the verse for me. Man, sometimes, Gary, I get put on the spot and I can't find it, even though right. I Googled it. I couldn't find it. Revelation 13. This is about the Antichrist being raised from the dead. Let's go there real quick. Revelation 13. Let's just start with verse 1. And I stood up upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. This is the Antichrist. And his mouth as a lion, and the dragon gave him his power. The dragon is Satan. And his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So, you know, some people have said that this is symbolism for something else, and et cetera, et cetera. I don't know exactly what it is, but it says he was dead, then he was raised. And of course, it would be the false prophet, I believe, who is standing there doing this great miracle. You know, Jesus said that unless these days were cut short, even the very elect would be deceived. That's how deceptive this time will be. Amen. Okay, Todd, call you blessed tonight again in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Sean. Sean says, Pastor, a little bit about Christianity, thanks. And it's a picture, an image, and it's got quotations, and it says this: Christianity is about helping others and controlling yourself. When it becomes about controlling others and helping yourself, it ain't Christianity. Man, I like that. That's a good Facebook post right there. And that is absolutely true. Thank you for that so much tonight. And we call you blessed, Sean, in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from Todd. Todd says, Pastor John, here's the verse you were looking for. And please follow up. Where does the 144,000 come from? So where the 144,000 come from is they are already on the earth. They are Jews and they are virgins. They have kept themselves and they appear before the Lord in heaven, redeemed from the earth. Now, to tell you I understand all of this clearly, I really don't. I know what redeemed means. I know standing before the throne means. Were they physically before the throne? I don't know. But they're assigned to the earth to get Jews saved. Let's read about it. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Those are believers. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song except the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly. So, fly, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. So, these 144,000 are men. They are Jews. They're 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. They are born again. They are redeemed. They are signed on the earth to preach the gospel. They're going to do great signs and wonders, and no man can kill them. But they are not angels. They are not some supernatural being. They are Jewish men with an assignment by God. So don't think that they're somehow, you know, recreated or they're born in heaven and then, you know, somehow travel down to the earth to do this assignment. No, they're men and they've kept themselves and they've been chosen by God for this assignment. I believe that they are alive now because I believe we are right at the end. Praise God. Amen. Let's see if we have any more emails tonight, and we will close up for the evening. Last email tonight is from our friend Holly. And Holly says, and I heard him say it, amen. It's a picture of Joe Biden. And Joe Biden says, put trust and faith in the government. Put trust and faith in our government, Joe Biden. Then there's a picture of Donald Trump, and he says, in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. Donald Trump, can I get an amen? Praise the Lord. That's right. We don't worship government, we worship God. He's not the first president to say it. There have been many, including one that I just read the other day, Gary, by Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan was a very God-fearing man as well.
Well, I just want you to know, Pastor Nancy and I listen to your show from heaven. And well, quite frankly, we love it. Thank you very much.
Amen. So, yeah, you know, these are perilous times. But listen, faith in God will get us through every single time. Again, I want to encourage you to join us for the night of worship. It'll be broadcast live from our website on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Word of Faith Toronto. Check out our website as well as all of our archives at spiritoffaithradio.com. That's spiritoffaithradio.com. And remember, we're going to be fasting and praying Monday to Wednesday for the upcoming election. So join us. And also, God's going to do some great things personally in your life. If you got more questions about the Mark of the Beast, go to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com, and you can check out today's message. Until I see you next week, I want to remind you that God loves you, that he is exalted, the devil is defeated, Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.